four pioneers in search of this, the precious jackpot counter. Will any of them unearth it today and walk away £10,000 richer? Let's find out on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players, all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Tom, an ex-policeman from Lincolnshire.
I'm Joanne, an office manager from Kent.
I'm Joe, a beer salesman from Doncaster.
I'm Maggie, a cash supervisor from Derbyshire.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Points. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you'll have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into the machine, or if you think the machine isn't quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine will add £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which, of course, come with a bonus prize. But nestled in the machine are two double counters. If one of those drops for you, it will double the entire value of your drop. As always, the person in last place at the end of the round will be eliminated from the game with absolutely nothing. So keep your eyes on the doubles, because they could make all the difference. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Hands on your buzzers, here comes your first question. The colour orange is made by mixing red with which primary, Tom?
Yellow.
Which primary colour, Tom? Yep, yellow it is indeed. Well done, Tom. So first choice is yours. Would you like to play or pass? How's the machine looking for you, Tom?
I think I'll play, please.
You're going to play? You ready to
yes,
play?
Yes, I think I'll give drop zone one a go.
Wide up drop zone one for Tom. Bounce your drop. Good settle, though. It's nice and flat, Tom. Pleased with that
yeah.
one?
Oh, over. Brilliant.
Another Ooh. One across nope. the top. That's just riding now. I don't think that's going to have any effect. Just keep an eye on that shelf there, Tom. No, unfortunately not. Nothing over the tipping point, so you stay with nothing in the bank. Two counters left to go. Next question. In 2010, the writer and former model Sophie Dahl married which jazz musician? Joanne.
Jamie Cullum.
That's right, it was Jamie Cullum. Joanne, would you like to play or pass?
I think I'll play.
Okay.
I think I'll continue what Tom started in drop zone one, please.
Okay, let's light up drop zone one for Joanne, please. Gone to the other side. Could be good Ooh. If we get that flat, Joanne.
Yeah, it could
Might
do.
Be good there.
Could be. Go on.
Yeah. OK. Now then, what are we going to get?
Come on.
Oh! Very tight. Just the £50 for that one counter, I'm afraid, Joanne. Looked like you'd get a few more. Let's take that 50 from the machine and put it into your bank. So, Joanne, you're off the mark with £50 and two counters left to play. Next question. An unsuccessful joke is commonly said to have gone down like a lead. What, Maggie?
Balloon.
Yes, indeed, Maggie. So, would you like to play or pass?
I'd like to play, please.
You can, of course. Where would you like to go?
I'd like to continue what Tom started, please. Number one, please.
Start the trend here, Tom. Light up drop zone one, please. Yeah, you got
dear.
It down.
Is it going to be flat?
Is it indeed?
Oh,
yeah, it is.
Good one.
Joanne thinks it's good. What do you reckon?
I don't know.
Yep. Are they going to go now?
Oh.
Two across the tipping point, Maggie. Well done. That's £100 for those two. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank, Maggie. You're off the
Thank
mark
you.
With £100 and two counters to play.
Thank you.
Next question. In mathematics, what digit is used to show that a number is squared? Or, Joe?
Two.
Or is multiplication of itself? Yes, it is two. You're absolutely right. Joe, would you like to play or pass?
I'll pass, please.
You're passing. OK, to Tom, Joanne or Maggie?
I'll let Tom have another go. He hasn't got any money
you.
Accrued yet.
Here we go, Tom. Let's try and prove him wrong. He doesn't think it's ready for him.
I think I'll stay in drop zone one, please.
OK, mate. Light up drop zone one, please. Are we going to get anything out? Will Joe rue this decision, Tom? Could be good. Mm. I need something over that shelf. Go on.
Ooh,
yeah.
Brilliant.
This is going to be good.
Well done, Tom.
Very nice.
Well done, Tom.
Proof Joe wrong as well. That's seven counters across the tipping point. £350 for that drop. Well done, Tom. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank.
Thank you.
You're well and truly off the mark. £350 with one counter left to play. Next question. Which freshwater fish lends its name to an over-exaggerated pout often achieved when lips... Joe?
Trout?
When lips are injected with collagen, indeed, the trout pouts. Well done, Joe. Would you like to play this time or are you going to pass again?
I made a mistake last time, so I think I'll play this time.
All right, where are you going to go?
I think one's looking a bit better, so I'm going to try number two, please.
Drop zone two?
Yeah.
OK, light up drop zone two, please, for Joe. First time today. Tipping point looks good between the two of them, doesn't it? There is that double there as well, of course. What do you reckon, Joe?
I don't know, I'm not sure.
It's flat.
Yeah. Has he made a mistake?
I would rather it go the other side, I think.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, Joe!
Yeah.
Nothing for that drop, so you're down to two counters as things stand. Tom, you've got one counter left. Joanne, Joe and Maggie, you've all got two counters left. Next question. What does the F stand for in the name of the US government agency, the FBI? Joe.
Is it federal?
Yes, Federal Bureau of Investigation. Joe, are you going to play again or are you going to pass?
I'm going to play again and I'll try drop zone two again, please.
Fire up drop zone two. Still want it on the left. Right looks a bit better now, though, doesn't it?
It does look a little bit better.
There you go. Ooh, is that more like it? OK, you're going to get that nice cluster there. Or is it going to be too heavy?
Oh,
you choked, Joe.
Wow. So, Joe, you took a chance by handing out a counter to Tom. He took £350 off you. You've got nothing in the bank with only one left to play. Next question. The secret life of which character features in the title of a 2013 film starring Ben Stiller? Maggie.
Adrian Mole.
It's not Adrian Mole, no. It's Walter Mitty.
Oh.
That's a secret diary, wasn't it, of Adrian Mole? I think you're thinking of Maggie. Let's take a counter from you, I'm afraid. That goes into the penalty pot. You'll all be playing for that at the end of the round. Maggie, you now, like Joe and Tom, are down to your last counter. Joanne, you've still got two left. Next question. What breed of animal is a Mustang? Tom.
A horse.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Do you want to play or pass, Tom?
I think I'll play and I think I'll go in drop zone two, see if I can take advantage of Joe's work.
Yeah, let's line up drop zone two. He has worked very hard at it. He's made it look very tasty. Is that in the right place?
No, I don't think that'll do any good there.
You're not sure? Can he get that silver counter over? It's got to give it a decent shove. It's quite far back. You got him.
Oh.
And what about here?
Oh!
Talk about slow motion.
Well done.
Well done, Tom.
Oh.
Silver one just fell, but unfortunately you're not in play, so it didn't change anything. So that's six across the tipping point, Tom. Another £300. You've done very well. Let's take it from the machine, put it into your bank. So you end up with £650. Well done. Tom, you've used all three of your counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Next question. What US state goes before mud pie in the name of a chocolate dessert? Joanne.
Mississippi.
Mississippi mud pie it is. So, Joanne, do you want to play or pass?
I'd like to play, please.
OK.
I'm deciding between one and two. I think I'll stick with number one, please.
Drop zone one?
Yes, please.
Light it up, please. It's all on that right-hand side, isn't it, Joanne?
Yeah, it is.
There you go.
Oh. Let go into position. Come on. Go on. Oh, go on.
Oh! I can't quite believe it's not falling. So, two Joanne across the tipping point. So, that's £100. There's a lot more ready to fall for someone. Let's move it from the machine and put it into your bank, Jan. You now have £150 with one counter left to play. Next question. In which country was film director Baz Luhrmann born? Joe.
Is it Australia?
Yes, it is. Well done, Joe. Would you like to play or pass?
I've got to play, haven't I, while there's one hanging off like that. I'll play, please. Drop zone one.
Fire up drop zone one.
Need it down the right, though.
It's your last counter, Joe. Anything over that top shelf. Surely there's a clump that's going to go. What do we think? Is that black one going to go? Oh, yeah. Here we go, surely. There you go.
Well done.
They were waiting to fall. You got them in the end. Joe, 7 counters across the tipping point, £350. Well done. Just when you needed the money. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you into second place. So now, like Tom, you've used all 3 of your counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Next question for Joanne and Maggie. According to a children's rhyme that begins, "There was an old lady," what insect is the first creature to be swallowed? Joanne?
A fly.
Yes, there was an old lady who swallowed a fly. So, Joanne, would you like to play or would you like to pass?
I'll keep it in my hands. I'll try to and play Drop Zone 1, please.
OK, fire up Drop Zone 1, please. A few on the edge there, isn't there?
Just a few, not many. Oh, not there.
Get that silver one over, Edith.
Oh,
yeah,
you
got a good one.
Go on.
Slid into the right place, didn't it? Oh! Joanne, she's teasing you.
It is.
Just the one across the tipping point. So £50 for that drop. Let's take the money and put it into your bank. That means you finish up with £200. You've now used all 3 of your counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round. So, Maggie, we come to you. Because it's just you, you don't need to use your buzzer. You do need to give me the right answer to this question to put that into the machine. You need to do it in the allotted time as well. You get timed out. So if you're not sure, it's worth trying to have a guess.
OK, thank you.
Here we go then, Maggie. In China, what type of transport is a junk? Oh, you're out of time.
Yeah.
It's a boat.
Didn't
a junk
know.
Is a boat, Maggie.
Right,
so I'm afraid we have to steal that last counter from you. That goes into the penalty pot. So as things stand, Tom is out in the lead with £650. Joe has £350. Joanne, £200. Just behind is Maggie with £100. But it's not over yet. There are 2 counters in the penalty pot. They're both up for grabs right now. I'm going to ask you one more question. If you buzz in and give me the right answer, you will put both these counters into the machine. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you will be frozen out. Maggie, this is your last chance.
Okay.
You need to try and give me the right answer, if you can, to have any chance of going through to the next round. Good luck, everybody. Here comes your penalty pot question. In which sport is the word "four" called out? Maggie.
Golf.
It is golf, Maggie. Well done.
The subject, I can't stand it.
Nailed it. 4 is called out when the ball's wandering off the fairway. Right then, Maggie, here you go. You're giving yourself 2 shots at trying to catch Joanne.
Right.
£100 draws you level. 3 counters will send you through and send Joanne home.
OK.
Where do you want to start?
Can I go to Drop Zone 1, please?
You can. Load up Drop Zone 1. In we go, not hanging around. What do you think, Maggie?
Oh, I think it might ride.
Oh, you've got one over there. It's down. There you go. Yeah, that'll be enough. We've got some more to come, maybe. Yeah. Well done, Maggie.
Well done.
It's a great drop. 9 counters across the tipping point. £450 with your first one. You've also got another counter to put in. Where would you like to go?
I'll stick in Drop Zone 1, please.
OK, load up Drop Zone 1, please. Sneaky-looking mystery prize on the other side.
Not
Can we
fast.
Get something here? It was fast.
Oh, no.
No more to add, I don't think. Just keep an eye on it. No, that looks pretty steady. So, it stays as £450. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank, Maggie. And that's changed everything. Very well done to you.
Thank you.
So we reached the end of the round. Tom is still leading with £650. Maggie has £550. Joe, £350. Joanne, I'm afraid with £200, we have found your tipping point. Thank you for playing.
Thank you.
So join us after the break to see which of today's 3 remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Tom, Joe and Maggie have all survived to play round 2. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of those bonus double counters. The player with the lowest score at the end of the round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. Tom, it is you who is leading, so it's your choice. Would you like to take on the machine first, or would you like to ask one of the others to go instead?
I think I'll go first, Ben, and get it over with.
OK, Tom. 30 seconds to answer as many questions as you can correctly. Every time you get one right, I'll give you another counter to put in the machine. If you don't know the answer, just say pass and we'll move on. You ready?
Yeah.
30 seconds for Tom, please. Your time starts now. According to the popular saying, variety is the spice of what?
Life.
Correct. The Bridge of Sighs is a famous feature of which Italian city?
Venice.
Correct. In 1965, Sir David Attenborough was appointed controller of which TV channel?
BBC.
BBC 2 it is. On what date is Christmas Day traditionally celebrated each year?
Wednesday.
It's December the 25th.
Oh.
The 2014 NATO summit took place in which country of the UK?
Wales.
Correct. Which German-born composer wrote the wedding piece The Arrival of the Queen of Sheba?
It was Handel.
I think Christmas Day should be a Wednesday every year as well, Tom.
Sorry, I totally misheard that.
Oh, mate, I'm sorry. So you didn't get that one right, but you did get three correct answers, though, Tom. So three chances to try and put some more money in your bank. Where are you going to go?
I think I'm going to try Drop Zone 4, please.
OK, let's load up Drop Zone 4. First time today. Let's bring that double into play as well, Tom. Three in the right place and you can get that in.
Wow.
Fast.
Rapid, clean drop. Go on. Yep, there you go. That's what we're after. Just a sneaky one over the top. And a little nudge out on the tipping point, Tom. Nothing just yet, but you have got two to go.
I think I'll stay in four.
Drop Zone 4 again, please. Down.
Coming down.
Rather. Yeah, right. There we go. There's the double over. Right, this should be good. Come on now. Be generous. Oh! That's one across the tipping point there, Tom. That's £50. Where now?
I think I've got to stay in Drop Zone 4.
You're working hard at this. They're not paying out yet. Light up Drop Zone 4, please. OK, Tom. Last one going in. Oh, it's right there. I'm not sure, Tom. We need to get it flat for a start.
Yeah.
No. Oh, Tommy!
It's rising.
It's riding. You have set that tipping point up. The overhang on Drop Zone 4 is spectacular. They're desperate to fall, but they're not going to go for you, I'm afraid, Tom. You went first. It hasn't really paid off. So, Tom, £50 in the end. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And that means that you finish up with £700. So, Maggie, currently sitting in second place. Your choice now. Would you like to take on the machine or would you like Joe to go before you?
No, I'll play, please,
okay.
Ben.
30 seconds for Maggie, please. Your time starts now. Big Daddy and Giant Haystacks were larger-than-life opponents in which sport?
Wrestling.
Correct. The actress June Brown plays which long-serving character in EastEnders?
Dot com.
Correct. Which author wrote the classic children's book, The Tiger Who Came to Tea?
Enid Blyton.
Judith Kerr. In 1981, Soft Cell reached number one with a song called Tainted What?
Tainted Love.
Correct. White and black are two of the varieties of which expensive edible fungus?
Mushroom.
Truffle. In June 2014, Abdul Fattah al-Sisi became the president of which African country?
No idea.
It was Egypt.
Oh, I Egypt. Should know that.
We were slightly out of time for that one, Maggie. You got three right, though.
OK.
Three counters to put into the machine. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go after Tom's nice work and number four, please.
Light up Drop Zone 4, please. Let's see what you can get here, Maggie.
Okay.
That is a very, very stacked tipping point. There you go.
Fast.
It's flat.
It's not going to take much if you can get one over.
Oh, no.
Teasing us a little bit longer here, Maggie. Nope. So you've still got two more to put in, Maggie.
Drop some four, please.
Light it up, please. And we go again.
Gosh,
oh, another
fast.
Rapid, hectic
yeah,
drop.
Yeah, got that one.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
A nice drop there. There's a few more that have fallen on top. Just keep an eye on that. I'm not sure it's going to make any difference just yet.
No, I don't think so.
Maggie, that's eight counters with that drop.
Wow.
All Tom's hard work in one go.
Sorry, Tom.
£400 so far. You've got one more counter to put into the machine. What are you thinking now, then, Maggie?
I'm going to stop with four because it's been good to me,
okay.
Please, Ben.
OK. Light up Drop Zone 4, please. What more does she have for us?
Oh, it might ride.
That's going to be just right.
It might ride.
Tom likes the look of it. You need it flat, though, don't we? It is flat.
It's flat.
What's it going to hit on that bottom shelf? That's the question. You got a couple. Is the mystery going to drop? Oh, Maggie, well done. Maggie, that's another eight across the tipping point, another £400, which means it's 800 in total. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So you finish up with £1,350. But you have won one of our mystery prizes, Maggie. Now, I know you're going to be excited about this.
Go on.
Maggie, you've won yourself a sat-nav, courtesy of Maplin.
Oh, thank you.
Do you need a sat-nav?
In my mini, yes.
In your mini, there you go. We've got your sat-nav for the
oh,
car.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Brilliant, thank you.
More importantly, though, that's a great score. £1,350 is a lot of money. You've done very well.
Thank
well
you.
Done. Joe, you to go now. 30 seconds, please. time starts now. Jaffa cakes are traditionally filled with what flavour fruit
Orange.
Jelly? Correct. The collective noun for a group of which nocturnal birds is a parliament?
Owls.
Correct. The Pitcairn Islands, settled by the mutineers of HMS Bounty, belong to which country?
Indonesia.
United Kingdom. In the 1966 film Born Free, what species of big cat is Elsa?
Lion.
Correct. Which former Conservative MP published the 2014...
Pass.
Anne Widdecombe. At the Summer Olympics, all rowing events are raced over a distance of how many kilometres?
3.
2. Completed in 1936, what is the name of the large dam on the Colorado River?
Vancouver.
The Hoover Dam.
Hoover Dam.
The Hoover Dam.
Hoover Dam, that's it.
Joe, you jumped in really early on the Anne Widdecombe question. I'll give you the rest of it. Which former Conservative MP published the 2014 autobiography Strictly Anne? You got three right, Joe. Three chances to try and catch Tom. Seven counters will do it.
Right.
A couple of doubles there as well, isn't there?
There is. There's not a lot else to go.
No.
I'll start with drop zone 3, please.
OK, let's load up drop zone 3. Double is right between the two, isn't it?
Need to go down the left.
Oh, right in the middle. First one into drop zone 3 today. Is that going to be flat? It is. Might just split them, though. Go on now, go on. Nothing for that one, Joe, I'm afraid.
OK, I'll stick with it. I'll stay in drop zone 3.
Light up drop zone 3, please. Similar position. That was a bit of a gap there as well. Go on, B-flat. No! Joe!
No luck.
Nothing. Can maybe get a nudge on that one for that one. Go on. Stay there as well, Joe. OK, you've got one more counter. We're still looking for 7. It can be done.
I'm going to stick with it. I may as well. Stay with drop zone 3, please.
OK, load up drop zone 3, please. You can get a few across that top shelf, Joe. We've got a chance. Joe, get down, get down. There's a bit of a gap there as well. Oh, it's flat. Oh, Joe!
That's unbelievable.
No, Joe, no.
Never mind.
Oh, Joe, I'm sorry. You've given it a good old go. 3 counters into drop zone 3 and absolutely nothing out.
No luck.
When she doesn't want to pay, she just won't pay, so we can't add anything into your bank, which means the scores are as follows. Maggie is our leader with £1,350. Tom has £700. Joe, I'm afraid with £350, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
So it's Tom and Maggie who'll be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. Now, though, for your chance to win an amazing £16,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. Wayne Rooney is famous for playing which sport? A, football, B, tennis, C, cricket? Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text cost £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Call 0904 161 3030. Calls cost no more than £1.54. Pence from BT Landlines. Other networks may be higher and mobiles considerably more. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT05 PO Box 7558 Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Entries made after the lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday will not be counted but may still be charged. Good luck. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where just two players remain, Tom and Maggie. Good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's time to find out which of our contestants will be taking on the machine for our £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked 3 questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me the correct answer, you put the counter in the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter in the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round will be playing for £10,000. So, Maggie, you have the lead, so it's your choice. Would you like the first question or would you like to pass it to Tom?
I'll take the first question, please, Ben.
Here we go, Maggie. In August 2014, it was announced that which member of One Direction was the most followed British person on Twitter? You can pass this one if you're not sure.
I think I know it.
Do you?
But I'm going to pass it, please.
OK, Maggie doesn't want to take the risk. Tom, how much of a One Direction fan are you?
I know absolutely nothing whatsoever about One Direction.
OK, right, so we need to try and find one of the members of One Direction.
Well, we'll go for a Mark Smith.
A Mark Smith? Feasibly, why not? Maggie, who would you have said if I'd asked you?
I would have said Harry Styles, but...
You weren't willing to take that risk?
No, I wasn't sure.
Nope. OK, Tom, we came to you. You're not a massive One Direction fan, but we've gone with Mark Smith. If it is Mark Smith, you steal the counter. Is the answer Mark Smith? No, it's not,
now,
Tom.
There's a shot.
It was Harry.
Oh, was it? I wasn't confident enough.
You did the right thing by passing, though, Maggie, because it still pays off. So you get to put the first counter into the machine. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go in drop zone 3, please.
OK, light up drop zone 3 for us, please. Joe put a lot of work into drop zone 3 in that last round. Are we going to get anything over, though?
Oh, no.
Maggie.
Oh, it's on the edge.
Nothing's fallen.
No.
So, Tom, we come to you for your first question. What surname is shared by the American author of the book Baby and Childcare and a character from Star Trek?
Oh, yes. I think I know this one.
Do you?
I think so,
You
yes.
can pass it if you're not sure.
No, I'm sure you'll know it as well.
OK.
Spock.
Spock. Maggie, what would you have said?
I would have said Spock.
You would have said Spock as well. Let's find out. Is the answer Spock? Yes! Good work, Tom. Absolutely bang on. Where are you going to go?
I think I'll hopefully use Maggie's good work and go for drop zone 3.
Fire up drop zone 3 for Tom. That doubles there on the edge as well, isn't it? Can we get that into play somehow? That'd be handy. 13 draws your level, Tom. Ooh. Busy old drop. There we go. Oh! Crikey, Tom! One across the tipping points for £50. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. Tom, you get an extra 50 quid, so you're up to 750. Maggie, we come to you for your second question. When referring to the traditional four basic gaits of a horse, which speed comes between a trot and a gallop? You can pass this.
I think he'll know it, so I'd like to try, please.
OK.
Canter.
You've gone with canter. Tom, what would you have said?
Yeah, I would have said canter.
You would have gone with canter as well. Let's find out. Between a trot and a gallop, is it a canter? Yes.
Yeah, well done.
Well done, Maggie. Got that one bang on. Right. What do you reckon?
We'll try drop zone 3 again, please.
Light up drop zone
we'll
3.
Keep persevering.
It's got to go at some point, surely.
Yeah.
Ooh, the other side. Here we go now. Is that going to shove that double into play?
Here we go.
There we go. Well done, Maggie. Done. So that's 9 across the tipping points. £450. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank, Maggie. You now have £1,800. Tom, your challenge just got a little bit more tricky, but it can still be done. We come to you for your second question. Which county in the West Midlands lends its name to the original sauce made by Leon Perrins? You can pass this.
I think it's Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Yeah. Maggie, what would you have said?
Yes, I'd have gone with that.
Worcestershire. Let's find out. Was it Worcestershire sauce? Yes. Or Worcester. Worcestershire sauce. Tom, you get to put the county in the machine. Where are you going to go?
I think I'm going to see if I can get that double off in drop zone 2, please.
OK, we want it on the right of drop zone 2. Yeah, light up drop zone 2. Different line of attack this, Tom, but if you can get that double, we could close the gap significantly. Stay there.
That's a good one.
Could be, could
be. Might be a bit too far over.
Need something. Which way is it going?
Yeah.
If you get some lateral movement on it. Oh, we thought about it, Tom. 3 across the tipping point, £150. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. You're up to £900. Maggie, we come to you for your third and final question. Lacrimation is the medical term for which bodily process? You can pass this one if you're not sure.
I'm going to pass this one, please, Ben.
Tom, this would be a great steal just when you need it. Lacrimation, what bodily process is that?
The only thing I can think is an acid-making process for lacrimose, lactic acid.
So it's the build-up of lactic acid.
Mm.
Maggie, if I'd have pushed you, what would you have said?
I didn't know it, Ben.
You had no idea?
No, I've no
okay.
idea.
OK. Let's find out if you're right. Is lacrimation the build-up of lactic acid? It's actually crying.
Oh.
Tom, it's a good guess, really good guess. Unfortunately, you were wrong. So, Maggie, it was a great pass in the end for you. Where would you like to go?
We'll try drop zone 3, please, again.
Light up drop zone 3, please. Another rapid drop. Keep taking you by surprise, don't they, Maggie?
No, not this time.
No counters over that top shelf. So, Tom, we come to you for your third and final question. A version of the song Handbags and Glad Rags was used as the theme song to which TV sitcom?
Nothing whatsoever is coming to mind, so okay. I'm going to have to pass it.
OK, here we go, Maggie. If you give me the right answer to this question, you're playing for £10,000.
I'll have a guess at the Golden Girls, Ben.
Let's find out, then. Was it the Golden Girls? It was The Office.
Oh, no, I don't watch it. I didn't wait.
Great pass, that, Tom. You get to put the count in the machine. Where are you going to go?
Drop Zone 3, please.
You're going for it. Light up Drop Zone 3, please. 18 counters to draw level, Tom.
No pressure, then.
No pressure, and there's a bit of a gap there. Is this going to ride? Oh, it's flat. You're going to need a miracle shove here, Tom.
No, I don't think it's...
Oh, we got one.
Is the double going to drop for you? Oh, you got a couple, Tom. Two across the tipping point.
Only 16 short.
Let's take that £100 and put it into your bank. And that means at the end of the round, Maggie is today's winner with £1,800. Tom, I'm afraid we've loved having you on, but with £1,000, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you. It's been great.
Congratulations, Maggie. You're today's winner. In a few moments, this here jackpot counter, I'm going to ask you to put it into our machine. It's just a little bit bigger, Maggie, but it is a whole lot better. Because if you can get it out again, you're going to be going home with £10,000. Can Maggie master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. First, for your chance of an amazing £16,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. Wayne Rooney is famous for playing which sport? A, football, B, tennis, or C, cricket? Text your answer A, B, or C to 63339. Text cost £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Call 0904 161 3030. Calls cost no more than £1.54 pence from BT Landlines. Other networks may be higher and mobiles considerably more. Or post your name, answer, and telephone number to TPT05 PO Box 7558 Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Entries made after the lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday will not be counted but may still be charged. Good luck. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Maggie is our winner today. She's managed to get herself £1,800, Maggie.
Oh, God.
How are you feeling?
With that much?
That's
brilliant.
Well, it's been staring at you for quite a while
now. I didn't
know
it was that much. That's fantastic.
You've done a great job.
Brilliant.
You've seen off all the other contestants.
Yeah.
And here you are about to take on the machine for £10,000. What would you do with the money, Maggie, if you were to win it? What would you like to do?
Well, with it being our 25th wedding anniversary, we wanted to go on a cruise.
Oh, lovely.
So we booked it to Egypt and it got cancelled because of all the troubles in Egypt.
Okay.
So we'd like to go and have a nice honeymoon. You know, I've never had a honeymoon, so we'd like to go away.
You didn't even have a honeymoon?
No.
And what's your husband's name, Maggie?
Tony.
He's going to be cheering you on at home, I bet.
I bet he is.
Yeah. OK, good luck to you, Maggie.
Thank you.
You've now got a chance to try and win our £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter into the machine.
OK.
Maggie, if you want to go home with 10 grand, all you need to do is get it out again. Here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. The more you play for, the harder the question's going to be.
Right.
But, of course, the more you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out. The double counters don't have any effect on the jackpot counter, but they still apply to everything else in the machine, so it's worth keeping an eye on them.
Right.
Because if you don't claim the jackpot counter, if you manage to get them into the win zone, you could still leave with an awful lot of money. What we want you to go home with is £10,000.
Lovely.
OK, first thing we need to do is put the jackpot counter into the machine. Have a good look. What do you reckon?
I'd like to go in Drop Zone 3, please.
Yeah, OK, let's load up Drop Zone 3, please. Played it three times, the mystery counter on the top shelf. There's also that double right there on the edge.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, you just need to release the jackpot counter. Get your timing right with this one. Ooh. There we go. Coming straight for that double if we get those few over there. Going to get it sorted in the first one. Oh! Thought about
nearly,
it, didn't it?
Nearly.
So two across the tipping points. So we added another £100 up to £1,900. OK, jackpot counter nice and flat just to the left of Drop Zone 3. Shall we have a look at your end game subjects?
Yes, please.
Here they are. History, science, food and drink, music, geography and awards. You can play them in any order you like. So when you're ready, if you'd like to give me your first subject and for how many counters?
Let's just go from top to bottom, Ben.
OK, top to bottom.
We'll do history, please.
History. Now then, history for how many?
It'll have to just be two, please.
All right. We're going to have a history question for two counts to start us off, please. In a suit of armour, which part of the body was protected by the gauntlet? The hand, the knee or the foot? What do you reckon?
My mind's gone totally blank.
OK. Have you heard of a gauntlet before?
I have
before?
Heard of a gauntlet and I just can't think. I'm going to go hand, please.
Hand?
Hand.
Shall we light up hand?
Yes, please.
We're going to go with hand. Why have you gone with hand?
I've no idea, Ben. It was the first one.
OK, it's the top of the list.
Top of the list.
This bodes well, Maggie.
It's looking good.
If it is hand, we're off to a great start.
Oh, dear.
Did a gauntlet protect the hand? Yes!
Oh, my God.
Yes, it did. Well done. Two counters. Oh, you know God. The phrase, to throw down the gauntlet? You know,
oh,
you
throw,
know,
yeah.
Yeah, used to take their glove off and throw it down and then they'd have a duel or
see,
whatever it was.
I never stopped at school, Ben.
You didn't
I signed
stop at school.
In and went home.
OK. I think this is going to be an interesting final round. Maggie, it doesn't matter because we've got two counters.
Yes,
you've got it absolutely
fine.
Right.
Yeah, thank you.
Drop zone three.
Yes, please.
Light it up, please. Now then, Maggie, let's see what happens here. Oh. Here we go. Let's
ooh,
get it
I
down.
I don't know whether it's going to be flat.
Should be, I think.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Now then, that's going to come
it's
straight
the place,
for the double, isn't it?
But...
wrong for the jackpot, yeah, but right for the double. And some of those others as well. Oh, Maggie! That's a big drop with the double in there.
Can I kiss you?
That is a great drop. 10 counters across the tipping point, which is £500, obviously. But you've got the double in there as well. So we put another £500. That's £1,000 in one drop. We're up to £2,900. Got one more to put in as well. Drop zone three.
Yes, please.
Fire up, please. No hanging around, that's not too bad. See if we can get it down.
Oh, it's in the right place.
It isn't too bad, is it? Oh!
Oh, is it riding?
Just riding. Just! That's going to hide it slightly. Like that. OK.
Oh, wow.
Not to worry, look. £2,900. Got a lot of money in the bank.
It's fabulous.
Jackpot counter right there for us. Let's have a look at the categories. Science, food and drink, music, geography and awards.
We'll go science, please.
All right, science for how many?
Just two again, please.
All right, it worked last time. Science for two counters, please. Which word refers to a material through which electricity can flow? Transistor, insulator or conductor?
I'm going to look so thick.
No, you're not. You haven't said anything yet.
I know, I don't know what to say. So, I'm afraid I'm going to guess it.
Okay.
And I'm going to put conductor, please.
Conductor?
Yes.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going with conductor, please. Let's find out. Is the answer a conductor? Yes!
God!
Two counters, Maggie.
Right. Drop some three, please.
Light it up. Oh, just changed his mind.
Thought it was going to go behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so did I. Is that flat?
Flat.
We can get some of those over and drop zone four even, I think, as these four.
Go on.
Oh, no,
no,
they're not. Bit of a gap,
she's
underneath.
Not playing.
Not to worry. One more to go.
Right. Drop zone three, please.
Fire up, please.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, it's gone too far.
Just a fraction too far. We'll have it flat, though. Ah, oh, it's riding.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, dear.
Going to shift that.
Oh, well.
OK, just hitting it a little bit more. OK, not to worry. So, let's go back to the categories. Food and drink, music, geography and awards.
Food and drink, please,
yep.
Ben.
Four.
Two, please.
Food and drink for two counts this time, please. In the traditional East End dish of pie and mash, what name is given to the accompanying parsley sauce? Alcohol, liquor or grog? Where are you from originally? Maggie?
I'm from Bamford in Derbyshire.
Right, so have you ever had a...
I know nothing about an East End dish of pie and mash.
Have you heard of pie and mash, though?
I know pie and mash, but I've never seen it with alcohol, liqueur or grog before. I'm going to have to guess again. And let's go grog, cos I don't know what it is, so let's go grog. No idea what that is.
OK, shall we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to go with grog, please. So, we've guessed the first two and it's paid off. Is it grog? It's no. Liquor.
Oh, liquor,
grog,
right.
Is what the Australians call booze, isn't it?
I have no idea what it is.
Well, it's booze.
Oh, right, fair
They're
enough.
They're all alcohol, liquor and grog.
Right. Never
Not
mind.
To worry. That's the first hurdle that we've fallen
That's
at.
Fine.
Still got a way to go. Let's have a look. Music, geography and awards.
Music, please.
OK, four.
Let's try three, Ben.
Right, we're going to go with this one now. Music for three counters, please. The leader of a symphony orchestra, known as the concertmaster, traditionally plays which instrument? The violin, the flute or the double bass? Do you like classical music?
No.
Oh, dear.
I'm afraid it's another guess, Ben. I'm sorry. Flute.
We're going with flute?
Yeah, we'll go down the middle this time.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to go with flute, please. So, we want the leader of a symphony orchestra to be playing the flute. Violin.
Oh, violin. I said violin.
All right, let's go back to the categories. Right. So, we've left with two now. It's getting a bit tougher.
It is. It's
geography and awards.
Let's go geography.
For how many?
Two, please, Ben.
All right, we're going to go back to two counters, this time on geography, please. Which is the largest city in Scotland in terms of population? Perth, Aberdeen or Glasgow? Been to Scotland before?
I have. Used to go every year when I was little.
Where did you go?
None of those places.
Okay.
I would have thought Aberdeen was small. I'm trying to visualise where they are, so I'm afraid I'm going to have to go Glasgow.
Shall we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to go with Glasgow, we'll go please. Glasgow. Right, we could do with these counters
we
now.
We could.
Because we've had a bit of a roadblock, as it were. Is Glasgow the largest city in Scotland in terms of population? Yes! 600,000 people, nearly, in Glasgow. Nice. Two counters, that's all
Thank
we care
you.
About. Drop zone three.
Yes, please.
Light
yes.
it up, please.
That's a fast one. Wrong place again.
Let's shift those over now, though. Come on.
Not doing it for me, is she?
Could pick up a few. OK, that's one across the tipping points, £50. Getting closer to 3,000, 2,950. We've got one more to put in.
Right. Drop some three, please.
Light it up, please. There you go.
She's not doing it for
She's
me,
She's not,
Ben.
Suddenly. Played nicely up till this round. Yep, you're nice and flat. There's still a fair old clump on that tipping point, isn't there? Get some of those over.
Come on.
Yeah, that's another two across the tipping points. So another £100. We're through the 3,000 mark.
Fabulous.
£3,050, Maggie. Let's go back to the categories. One left, which is awards.
Right, we'll go for three, Ben. Let's blow it all. Three.
Okay, we're going to have an awards question for three counters. The Ivor Novello Awards are presented to members of which industry? Film, television or music?
I think I know this one, Ben, although I might not.
You really?
I think I might know
Maggie,
this
no,
one, but
come on.
I could be wrong. I could be totally wrong.
What do you think it is?
I think it's music.
Music?
Yeah, I'm going to go music, Ben. I've got music in my head for some reason.
Doesn't surprise me, Meg. Should we light up music?
Yes, let's light up
We're
music.
We're going music. It's taken to the sixth category to find one you think you know.
And I probably don't.
But you've got me three counters as well, so it'd be great if you have, because we've got a chance to get some more money. Is the answer music? Yes! Well
all
done.
I've got right.
You got it right. Right, three counters.
Let's stop in drop zone three, please.
Light up drop zone three, please. There you go, stop there.
Right see, I've waited there. Till the end to get it behind.
Is it going to be flat?
Oh,
yes.
It?
Now, is it going to slide past it? Is it going to get a nudge on it? A little nudge and then move away. That's a shame. Let's see if we can shift these finally. Yep. So that's four across the tipping point. Another £200. £3,250. Two to go.
Drop zone three, please.
Light up drop zone three, please. Oh, it slid down. Is it going to go? Still a few more for us to
there
collect.
Is.
There's another one. That's another £50, so up to £3,300. Got one more to put in.
Let's just finish in drop zone three, please.
Okay.
I like that one.
Light up drop zone three.
Oh! Goodness.
Yeah, over into drop zone two in the end.
She's
but
not.
Nothing more
no.
to add. A wild drop at the end there, Maggie. So, £3,300 is what we've managed to get in the bank. Right, our questions were out of categories. Usually at this stage, I'd offer you a trade, three more counters for all of your money in the hope of getting the jackpot out. Given how it's gone and where that jackpot counter actually is, I think I know what you're going to say, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Would you like to take the trade or would you like to take the money?
I'd love to take the money, Ben, please.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Maggie, you've been a superstar.
Thank
you. Enjoyed yourself?
Oh, it's fantastic. Thank you.
Now, £3,300. Not quite the 10 grand, but what would you like to do with the money? What are you
going
to
do
with it?
I'd like to have a holiday. Just me and him.
You and him.
Me and the other half.
You'll get away and you'll have a lovely time and celebrate your
25th
together.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Thank you so much.
You got here to the final and you played a great game. And of course, you're going to be able to find your way home because you've got a sat nav as well.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Well played, Maggie.
Thank you so much.
So well done to Maggie. She leaves you £3,300. You've got a little sat nav to take with her as well. Just not that jackpot. Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.